BBC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. The South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, SAICA, has confirmed that it will investigate former SAA Technical Board Chair Yake Kwinana. The state capture inquiry has described her as dishonest and clueless about her profession. Following the release of the Commission's first report on Tuesday, SAICA says it's already probing the allegations against Kwinana that she personally received 4.3 million rand in payments from a SARS supplier. Investigative journalist Paulie van Beek says South Africans are anxiously waiting for law enforcement agencies and the NPA to investigate whether or not other government contracts were awarded to Bain & Company followed the prescribed procedures. Bain was found to have unlawfully secured a contract to provide professional services at SARS. Van Beek says the state capture inquiry found that Bain had met with former President Jacob Zuma and former SARS Commissioner Tom Moyane before the company had even been appointed as a third-party consultant to SARS.
Now, the problem is that do they have the capacity, do they have the political will to actually go and investigate? Are they snowed under? Because there's so much here. I mean, perjury charges against Mr. Moyane is really the least of his problem.